Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Shannon Haugland and Leah Mason, who are, as the promo we had just before us mentioned, here to talk about Broadway night. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Didn't you just want to sing Bless My Soul, Herc is on a roll? Weren't you just right there with that last
Yes,
song?
It's so catchy. And that's what Broadway, Shannon, you put it, made it a really great analogy before we went on air of like, this is kind of like, it's like Broadway karaoke is a little bit of what a Broadway night is like for all of those who have that. Yeah, you hear a Broadway tune or you hear a musical and you can't help yourself. You just got to sing along.
And what's funny is I have a few of these karaoke tracks kind of downloaded because, you know, in past years I'd have to track down people's tracks before we had computers, I guess. And it comes on and sometimes in repetition. So I get a lot of like flashbacks to Rosie Payloff singing, you know, something from South Pacific or King and I. And it is, once you learn how to sing karaoke and you can find the beat and find the start beat, it's pretty fun. And the people at Broadway night, it just kind of take it to a different level. I would never show up and sing karaoke anywhere, let alone this, where we have people actually, you know, some of them, including this person next to me, who sing professionally in some capacity. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, for those who may be unfamiliar with Broadway Night, a quick summary of it.
Broadway Night is Greater Sitka Arts Council, Sitka Community Theater annual fundraiser for all our projects, but mainly our spring musical, which is Rock of Ages. And it is a night of, you know, appetizers and wine and listening to your friends and neighbors sing to either a piano accompaniment, guitar accompaniment, sometimes, but mainly karaoke tracks or backing tracks. Mm-hmm. Or there must be a less cheesy way of saying what the karaoke.
Instrumental.
Instrumental backing.
Instrumental track. There we go.
Very professionally done. They used to be really awful, the karaoke
kind
tracks.
The MIDI track. Yeah.
With the beats counted out in the back, and it sounds like one person is doing it on a single machine. And now it's like full orchestral arrangements. And then some people have started showing up in costumes, and sometimes people bring props. We have Jack Peterson doing a number this year. Last year, he did a really memorable puppet number. I wasn't sure it involved any of them singing, but it was spectacular. It opened the show last year, so he'll have something this year to close the show. So we're excited to see what he brings. And a lot of these things are a surprise to me until we have sound checks.
Oh, awesome.
The night before, so I have no idea what people are doing.
And then you're not going to share it with the audience either. There's no program. Everyone shows up expecting to be entertained, and that they are, but they don't necessarily know the order, know what is going to be expected on stage.
Right, but I can give some preview. We have some Andrew Lloyd Webber, we have Rodgers and Hammerstein, we have some Disney, We have some old performers, some brand new performers. I'm always happy to. I had a Coast Guard pilot call me the other day, and she was like, "I sang, you know, can I get in on this thing?" And I was
Absolutely.
Like, "Oh, by all means, please come and perform." So we will be hearing what she's bringing. And a lot of these people studied musical theater, or they studied vocal performance in college. Sometimes we have people with a conservatory background, and then we have people who just have good voices and, you know, sing karaoke when they go down to Ernie's. That would be like Keith Grenier. I should say who some of the performers are. We got Leah Mason next to me, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what she's doing. We've got the people who have joined our group recently are the Cotters, and they're going to do a couple numbers. I have Lola Hitchcock. We have a number from the Hames family, and then Andrew is bringing in a ringer.
Oh.
And I kind of think he and Andrew bonded over musical theater, and his name is Trent, and I think his last name is Clegg, and he'll be bringing some a surprise number from Chess. And I don't think we've ever had anyone perform a number from Chess, which is an ABBA, not an ABBA musical, but one.
Written by
Benny
the
or Bjorn
bees.
Wrote it. Yeah.
With the bees, I think.
There
yes.
we go.
There's some great songs in Chess. Chess is fun. I've seen Chess performed by a community group.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So Leah, you are both performing in Broadway Night. You're also going to be on stage for Rock of Ages, the community theater production this spring. I don't want to give away any of your performance coming up next weekend, but if you want to give a preview of like what are you going to be bringing to the stage for Broadway Night? Anything? Is it from Rock of Ages? Is it your own personal favorites that you're bringing in from another show?
It's a personal favorite. My places I've lived have not really given me an opportunity to see a lot of Broadway shows, so I've mostly listened. So I've, you know, all of my kind of interest in singing started with my mother and started with her record collection. So one of the many things I've never seen but love is Starlight Express, and it brings together my love of singing and roller skating. The whole thing is done on roller skates, and the staging is apparently amazing. They have shifting bridges going over the audience.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
a lot of people skating. Yeah. And your song, I listened to it, and I'd never heard it before.
It's hilarious.
And it kind of brings the country western to Broadway Night. I think it's our only country western song, or at least with that kind of flair.
Yeah. And so, the musical does a huge kind of swipe at a lot of musical genres. So there's a great blues song that would be, I've done at other events. So this one's going to bring together my love of singing and roller skating, which again goes back to my childhood.
Oh, that's fun to be able to go back to the origin, kind of origin story of loving musicals to share it with Sitka.
Yeah. No, I just revitalized my memories of it in Tucson, roller skating with my nieces. And it's like, yeah, this is where it all happened. I like to sing and roller skate. That's why I love Starlight Express.
It's a good song. It's a really good song.
Excellent. So, for the details with the show that's coming up, it's going to be next weekend, and I know we heard a little bit on the promo before we came on ourselves. Next Friday, January 31st at Odess Theater. Mm-hmm. What kind of time frame are we looking at for folks?
It's very confusing because I like to get people. Yeah, I like early. I'm an early person when it comes to events. So the show is at 6:30, but you will be let in the doors at 6. So it's a good idea to arrive at 6. And you get all your food, and then you sit down. And it's very simple hors d'oeuvres. We have the Nugget Catering. They're awesome. And then you get a glass of wine or a fizzy water. We got great sponsorships from Ellen Marine and Watson Point Liquors. Every year we have great sponsors, great support in the community. And then, you have a seat, and then you don't move, and then you can get, you know, seconds or whatever. But it's not dinner, but it's the food's good, and but it's you know, and then you can make a donation if you want to community theater, and that goes toward costumes. And we could talk a little bit more about Rock of Ages, but in general, that it's very simple in terms of the structure of our show. It's like Andrew Hames is the MC, and he introduces all the acts. We'll have Satara get up and talk a little bit about the show coming up. And then Zeke and Hannah Comiskey, who are working on, they're working on a number from the SpongeBob musical. So that is Sitka Fine Arts Camp, one of our great sponsors. Mm-hmm. That is their musical theater camp show for the summer. And they're super excited about that. And Zeke and Hannah Comiskey, who's the music director at Young Performers Theater, she and Zeke will sing a great song from SpongeBob. And then as far as our preview, we have Christian Litton is going to get up there and sing something awesome from,
it'll be from Rock of Ages.
It'll be a surprise. It'll be from Rock of Ages. And there's so many big songs in Rock of Ages that are choral numbers and have all 1920 cast members on stage. So we're not doing any of those, which would have been awesome, but we'll keep it simple with Christian. He'll crush it.
Give it a teaser. So if you feel people want to feel the full force of the full cast.
Exactly. And we get previews every night, you know, Leah and I, three times a week. We're in rehearsals. Satara Perez is our director. She's doing a great job. We have our guest choreographers and dance captains and fight choreographers. And, you know, then, of course, we'll have the amazing Gene Stolberg doing both the sound mixing at Broadway Night, and she's our sound director for Rock of Ages.
Excellent.
So it's a lot, but I've been living and breathing this stuff for the last couple months, so excited to you know, talk about it and let people know it's coming up at the end of March.
Yeah. It's a big, big production. A lot of music, a lot of action, and I'm really enjoying being able to sing with a bunch of people.
And a lot of people, too. It's a big cast, a lot of people to coordinate. And goodness, fight coordinating and dancing and singing. That's a lot to get through. So not to put pressure on you, but 2 more months to get through.
We're cooking along.
We did fine-tune it all.
Scene 8 or something. We're working our way through the first act. And I just can't believe how many amazing voices there are in the show. And you'll see some of them at Broadway Night. So it'll be fun to get a little preview of, I don't know, like a third of our cast is in Broadway Night. But a little bit about Rock of Ages, like the story of Rock of Ages is a jukebox musical. And it's basically, you know, when you're watching it, you should feel like you're watching a rock show. Mm-hmm. Most of the time we'll have all the lights. It'll look like a bar. It'll look like a stage. It'll be everything you expect in a rock show. The sound will be awesome. The singing will be awesome.
And it'll be, like I said, jukebox musical. So it'll be songs that folks recognize.
All your favorite songs from the 80s. It's, I'll probably describe it incorrectly. Like, you know, Cetera is my, but kind of the popular metal songs from the 80s. It could be called maybe hair metal.
I think hair metal is a good description. Yep.
But the music is all tuneful, and people will want to sing along when they come to the show. But I'm sure we'll be on the radio promoting that show as well. But to remember that Broadway Night is a fundraiser,
to make sure we get all the bells
and whistles done for Rock of Ages to have a really great show. But I love going to rehearsal every time I'm able to go, just watching, you know, everyone work together and how much the cast really appreciates being together, and that it's Cetera's. You know, pretty much, I mean, she won't say she's in her element, but she's kind of, you know how she gets, but she's in her element.
Absolutely.
And she's been a really good director for the show.
Great. Oh, gosh, we're out of time this morning, but thank you both, Shannon Haugland and Leah Mason, coming in to talk about next weekend's Broadway Night, helping to support Sitka Community Theater and the upcoming production of Rock of Ages and the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Broadway Night happening Friday, January 31st at Odess Theater, doors at 6, show at 6:30. Tickets can be found at fineartscamp.org or at Old Harbor Books. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Erin.